Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, good to have you with us. Hour number two underway on a Gridiron Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond. The DOC is with us in studio, as he is every Tuesday. You can get on the horn. We haven't had a chance to take any calls yet. We will shortly, 301-230-0980, if you want to fire off a tweet on the old X machine. It is at WrestleMania621. Doc is at Rick Doc Walker. And Maddie is at Mr. Underscore Me 93. You can follow the radio station as well at T980 for timely links, audio, and stuff that we're talking about as well. All right. So, Doc, I wanted to ask you a couple of things right off the jump here before we get into the calls. Jonathan Allen is now lost for the season. Look, I know he was not having a good enough year, certainly when you equate it out to his salary. But my point yesterday, and I don't know if you're going to agree, disagree, what have you, is it's going to be difficult to replace 37, 38, 39 snaps on average per game, because that's where he is. It's about 38 and change, I should say. It's going to be difficult to replace that. And once you replace it, and I presume it'll be a split between Fedarian Mathis and Johnny Newton, what happens if one of those guys goes down? Now you're real, especially because you traded John Ridgeway, so you don't have him anymore, and that is what it is. If you all of a sudden, then what you thought was at least an area that you don't have to pay much attention to, if not a strength, and I don't know if people viewed it as a strength because Deron and John, you know, clearly had not made enough splash plays, but all of a sudden now you've got a depth issue, a significant, I think, depth issue, especially if somewhere down the line, again, one of those three other guys, Payne, Fedarian Mathis, or Johnny Newton, come up and have to miss a significant period of time.
Depends on who's in the wings. Well, because the one position in your practice squad or summed in the depth that can bang their way to success is interior defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. We may not know them, may not have, well, you and Linnell, they might have been part of your super six pack and all that, but the rest of us may not know about them. But a guy.
Doc taking side swipes.
But a guy can.
At the super six.
Can definitely come.
Rotational defense.
And bang his way into playing. No, I'm just saying. You can find some junkyard dogs, in the defensive interior. You're just looking for a bull in a china shop, somebody to take up space. At this point, you're not going to get somebody to be defensive player of the year, but you're looking for disruption, somebody to do more than just take up one blocker.
Yeah. Well, here's the one name that I can come up with, right? Because you look at the depth chart, right, for whatever nobody else is listed behind Mathis. and Johnny Newton, right? Mm-hmm. Clearly, they're going to sign somebody here today at some point, whether it's to the practice squad or the active roster. We'll have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. But F.A. Obada made his return mm-hmm. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a guy who's played outside and inside. Now, mm-hmm. outside, I mean by defensive end. He's also kicked inside. Now, I don't know that he can do that in this scheme, but I assume he can. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is an answer to take some of John Allen's missing snaps mm-hmm. so as not to put it all on Johnny Newton and Fedarian Mathis. Certainly, again, they'll have to add somebody. I got it. But the question mandatory. Becomes is, Jonathan Allen, we know, wasn't performing to a level that fans were satisfied, that jumped out. I thought he had pretty good games in Cincinnati, Arizona, and Cleveland. I did not notice him much, quite honestly, in Baltimore. He had a three-yard run stop that really, I think Mikey Sanders still set the edge, and he just kind of lassoed Derrick Henry from behind. That was really the only time I noticed him until the injury. So I don't want to make it seem like, oh, my God, they've lost their entire defense. They've lost their entire way here. But I think they're going to feel this more than a lot of fans are going to think about. And it might not be right away. Again, it might not be right away, but it might be like something to the tune of last year, Doc, when they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Everybody was like, I wasn't expecting them to trade both, right? Now, I can't criticize them. I had said a week before that I would trade them both. They did. That was their thing. But then right after that, they lost James Smith Williams and F.A. Obada for a significant period of time.
That hurt.
And that's where it really hurt. Not trading those two guys as much as it was losing four guys at the defensive end position. So that's what I'm kind of thinking about here. How do you process this?
Well, we got to, first of all, it's more opportunity. Big Phil has been playing up. John's been playing up. So it's not like these guys were in decline. They're actually, the arrow is lifting up. And the other thing is that my excitement comes in the unknown. Somebody right now, that's basically on food stamps, gets a chance. We need people that are hungry. Where's my next World Grant?
I don't know.
Somebody, yeah. Well, he's there.
Yeah.
We just don't know about it yet.
Again, there's nobody listed on, just for whatever it's worth, there's nobody listed on the current roster. I shouldn't say nobody.
Oh, no, they got this.
Because on the practice squad, obviously, they have guys.
Thank you.
I shouldn't say that. Right. Maybe like, Sheldon Day. Is obviously a guy
whatever,
who's going to benefit
whomever.
From this. Right.
That's their job.
Yeah.
And if they don't have somebody there, they should have their behinds whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's there
yeah.
who's hungry. And if we didn't like the actions of those that were there, now mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about it anymore. So I'm going full steam ahead because you have no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't spend any time with those that aren't playing. Love them for what they brought. That's over. I'm full steam ahead with the people I have.
So you're not worried about this really at all?
Not at a moment. Not a second.
I don't get that.
Not a second.
If I'm being honest, I mean, it's hard to replace 40 snaps a game.
It depends on if the 40 snap is. No, it's not. If the 40 snaps a game ain't raising hell, it ain't that hard.
Well, but who's to say that Sheldon Day or whoever they choose to replace is going to raise hell,
opinion,
too?
In my opinion, it's not going to be that hard to replace anybody that was on that unit. Because I just haven't seen enough to go, mm-hmm. oh, my God, we couldn't get by without that person. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I mean, that, right. I guess that.
To me, you have not demonstrated to me a game changer that I would go, well, I don't think we can survive a series without A.
Oh, there's no doubt that they weren't changing enough plays, series, games, what have you.
So the logical question that I'm sure Essek is mm-hmm. thinking right now is that, then why are we still talking about it?
Well, because that's kind of what we do.
What you do.
No, we talk about the overall impact.
I don't waste a second speaking about something that's not worthy of my dialogue.
So then if it was up to you, why is Daron Payne playing? He doesn't change any games.
Well, do you have anybody better than him?
I don't know.
Well, I'm
how
just
do
saying,
I know
just
until saying, I give somebody else a shot?
I don't know. It's your decision.
And because I'm paying them $25 million a year, do I have another choice?
That's on you. You got people in there. If you put people out there that aren't getting the job done, mm-hmm. that's your fault, not theirs. If you have anybody better, play them. They're rotating. We agree. I think the rotation is good. You want me to discuss the dead. I don't do that. Why would I do that?
Discuss the dead. He's
yeah,
not dead.
I don't do that. He
he's
is dead.
He's lost for the season.
Well, then he's dead to me right now because he can no longer help my cause.
Okay.
Love him to death as a person, but I move on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a conditioning. I can't deal with that. Yeah. What am I going to do?
No, I mean, listen, I sort of understand that.
No, you don't. Let me
just extend it a little bit. What happens if, say, this week, against a pretty decent Carolina offense, you're not only without Jonathan Allen, but you're also without Dorrance Armstrong, rib. We don't know his status. I'm sure he's not going to practice this week. Maybe on Friday, maybe very
limited.
Opportunity
of a lifetime.
Okay. But if you take away Jonathan Allen, Dorrance Armstrong, and say Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who's impressed as a seventh-round rookie,
mm-hmm.
now are you concerned or not concerned
well,
at
again,
all?
Again, I
any
also
way?
Like who I have selecting players.
Mm-hmm.
I got people over there I trust that have gone out to find me people. I also trust the people I have that are also coaching them and training them. If I don't, why am I in the business? This is an occupational hazard.
Because we all know that even though Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. are widely, and Daryl Tapp, I guess, widely considered to be good coaches, smart minds, we all know they don't just snap their fingers. And I mean, otherwise, Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne would have been dominant and explosive this year.
They can't they make them do something
right.
until the guys decide they're going to do it.
Right. So my point being is, if you... We know Allen
okay,
is
let
lost.
Me cut to the chase.
Yeah.
If either guy was playing like Aaron Donald, we would be having this conversation.
We would be.
We wouldn't.
Well, if Jonathan Allen was playing like Aaron, oh, okay.
I'd be in tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying, like, all right, because they're not kicking ass.
They were giving a good effort. I need
because
great.
They're not kicking ass, yeah, they're
if
replaceable.
If this is the best I'm going to get, we're in trouble.
Okay. Let's that's just, fair.
Yeah,
that's
then
fair.
I don't know why I'm belaboring something that is standard. In the league, that's good. Okay, good. We're not going to beat people if they're good. I need one of them to be great because that's how I'm paying them.
And neither one is great.
Not yet. Not yet.
That's fair.
Maybe they will be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, see, it's very simple. One of us wins in a negotiation. The only way we both win is if you're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really probably being underpaid. If you're as good as we hope you ought to be, you're underpaid.
I mean, Daron Payne won in his negotiation. There is
he
no doubt about
dominated.
That.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's the system.
I mean, he cleaned up shop and he's been good. He's been fine.
He's been good.
I guess.
Been good.
But he hasn't been dominant. He hasn't been great by
any
stretch.
But how many are? So, again, let's be fair to them.
The guy you mentioned, Aaron Donald,
oh, no,
was always great.
But that was the best one.
Yeah.
But look around right now. How many? So what we're polling him to.
Dexter Lawrence, he's great.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that we hold him to that standard.
Right.
It may not be fair to them.
I mean, if you took him away from the Giants.
They have no chance.
Right. Now, they play a little bit of a defensive front.
But their agents were asking for money like what Lawrence got.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that, well, so if you think everybody deserves to get paid, let's get them paid. But the moment they're not playing up to what we're paying them, let's not be shy.
Right.
Let's go, then I can't keep you on the field that often. Because if it's the best you get, it's not good enough.
Okay.
We got to keep working to figure out how do we get the performance that we're paying for. If that's what $40 million gets... Then let's change the scheme.
All right. I'm going to ask you about Benjamin St. Juste in a couple of minutes because I want your thoughts on him, but I want to get a couple of calls in here before we take a quick time out. Let's start off with D-Dub in the leadoff spot. What up, D-Dub?
Hey, what's up with you, Rooster?
How are you, D-Dub?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Doc, how you doing, baby? Thank you all for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't hear D-Dub.
You don't hear him?
There we go. All
okay,
right.
There he is. Okay, I got him.
I thought Essek was doing me like he does the infant.
Okay. No, hey, Doc. Hey, tell Doc you don't. Tell Doc, if you can't hear me, tell me I'm the guy that told him that back in the day when him and Brian was there, We got to go in our little stock and turn some of them puppies loose and let them hunt, man. So I'm like, Doc, we got to find somebody to step up to the plate. That's just it. And Rooster, I got something to say to you, man, about this New York stuff. I know you live from New York and you love New York, and I think your boy that's doing the producing on your musical stuff, and asking the phone, he likes some New York too. Listen, man, I can't stand the Jets, the Giants, the Yankees, the anything they got New York, the Knicks.
And the look, Mets.
My mama is 95
the
years old,
Mets.
Rooster.
Come on, Dito.
The Mets.
The hey, look, team that's in this. The NLCS, baby.
Well, yeah, baby, I got you. But watch this. Watch this, Rooster. My mother is 95 years old, and
God bless
she is a Yankee fan.
Ooh.
Yes, and she's a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
She's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, she needs...
And I love my mama to life.
Yeah,
I,
she
I
needs, a lot, of, she needs a lot of prayers for that, yes.
Hey, but watch this. Watch this, Rooster. I can't stand her right now because she's a Yankee fan. All I hear is just...
Be nice to your mama. Be nice to your mama, Dina.
I'm nice to her.
All right. Appreciate you, as always.
Good deal.
Thank you. We got to move along so we can get – let's get one more in here before we take a timeout. Let's say hello to our guy Dom in Tampa.
Hey,
Dominic,
Dom.
How are you? Are you guys holding up as best you can down there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking the call, as always.
No
yeah,
problem.
We're good down here. Power's back on.
Good.
So,
good
you know, life is good. Electricity's back on, so life's good.
Good.
Good deal.
Praying for you, and we again encourage everybody through the Red Cross and through any other legitimate means to donate money, whatever you can, because a lot of people, not only in Tampa, but surrounding areas,
yeah.
you know, North Carolina and everywhere in between need a lot of help.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I know I could probably speak as a Floridian here, you know, and especially in Tampa, but anything helps. Would be greatly appreciated. So, you know, people listening in, your donations would be awesome. For me, you know, I know I'm gonna talk a little different here. I think they need to go out and make a move here. And I'm not saying wide receiver because I don't think that is what's needed. You look at what some of these teams do, and I'll give you a perfect example. Even though it was the right wide receiver, you looked at what Dallas did when they brought in Amari Cooper. They were dead in the water before they made that move.
Mm-hmm.
And when they made that move, that's what sprung them to the division. I think it was that year. For us, you know, we need to stay ahead of everybody in the division. You know, we can't afford to fall back. And I don't, you know, losing Allen is definitely going to hurt. And I just don't have enough faith yet in what we have behind him. Even though they've done well, I think they've done good, but I don't think it's going to take them to where they need to be. I think they can contend. I really do. I think if they go on a run here, they could be very dangerous, but you saw what happened Sunday. They got exposed in a way of, hey, we definitely are missing pieces. If we mm-hmm. want to compete and contend, we got to do something to offset our deficiencies.
Yeah, and that's the problem with, you know, like when everybody, you know, says, well, next man up or well, give somebody else a shot because Jonathan Allen or Daron Payne aren't necessarily being – you know, taking people to the woodshed. I got it. I understand that maybe somebody else can, I don't know, come in and make some sort of noticeable difference. Who knows? But the bottom line is it's really hard to find those guys, number one, that can come in and make an immediate impact and make an immediate noticeable difference. And two, it's just hard to replace. Again, I think when you're talking about a rotational position, I think when you're talking about defensive line, You need as many healthy bodies as you can. And now they're without Jonathan Allen. They traded John Ridgeway. They didn't keep Benning Potuae or whatever his name was, who flashed at times during the training camp of the preseason. So now they're, you know, and then I know I'm going on here. Right, if Chuba Hubbard comes in and rips them in between the tackles, people are going to be like, "Oh, wow, they suck." Well, when you don't have the bodies, maybe you don't suck. Right. Maybe the You're scheme right. doesn't suck, but you just don't have enough bodies. And that's, I guess, where I'm at. And I could be wrong. I mean, maybe it takes until DeAndre Swift to come in next week with the Chicago Bears. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't happen at all. But it's likely to be exposed at some point, and probably quicker than later, because you're missing a big talented body, even though that big talented body wasn't playing up to snuff and what we would expect. So who knows? Dom, appreciate you. We got to run.
Thanks, Dom.
Good to hear from you as always. Glad everything is getting better there. So again, Jonathan Allen's season-ending injury, what kind of impact that has. Doc doesn't think it's that big of an impact. I do think it's a pretty big impact. We'll see what you say. We'll get to Benjamin St. Juice coming up here and more of your calls coming up. 301-230-09 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we got two huge breaking news items in NFL land. I'll have the details for you coming up in 5 minutes or so on the breaking news trending alert thingy that we do at the bottom of the hour. Sorry to say, Doc, another trade has been made.
No.
Another trade has been made in the NFL.
That's all of this is good, but no. I think I want to make a point so we don't have a loose end. The reason why it's the big thing without a captain, the reason why it's not monumental is that they were substituting more than, quote, first-line starters ever do.
Yeah.
On most teams, a badass that's being paid like that is not alternating with anybody.
Yeah.
But because they have been alternating, this will lessen the blow because he was not logging the minutes that a normal number one badass logs. I want to make that clear.
But you would agree also that if there is a rotational position, it's defensive line, right? Now, maybe you would expect Jonathan Allen to play 45, maybe 50 snaps a game as opposed to 38 or 39, but
he wasn't.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, safeties, corners, linebackers, they'll play almost every snap usually, right? 60, 65, whatever the number is ultimately in a game. We know even the best defensive linemen come off the field at times.
Maybe some of them. All I'm saying to you is that I never saw Reggie White. I never saw the Manster in Dallas. I never saw Mean Joe Green. I never saw him rotating with nobody. So when you ask me what the impact of somebody that's been in a rotation, well, it's going to be a hell of a lot less than these people that never come off the field. That's my point. So it's not.
They had to come off the field at some point, though.
They
no?
did, yeah, when the other team punted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So they played all the snaps?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Part, I wasn't watching football when Mean Joe Green was kicking
part,
ass. Yeah.
For the most part, right now, if you look, how many games is Michael Parsons not in the game when he's not when he's healthy?
Yeah, but he's not a true defensive. He's not 320
pounds. What? If you look at the right. maniac in L.A. Right. And with the Raiders.
Right.
What badass on the defensive line is in rotation?
I would also say there's a difference between even though Watt is a quote-unquote defensive lineman, he's more of an edge player, he's more of a tweener, he's 265 pounds, he's not 320 pounds. Right, is Dexter Lawrence playing?
Is he in a rotation?
I mean, is he playing every snap? I don't know.
He's playing a hell of a lot of them.
I mean, I got to chart that.
I mean, a lot.
You know? I mean, Fedarian Mathis, just a couple of numbers.
And they
He's played 127 snaps so far through six games.
Uh-huh.
You know, 23, 15, 18, 21, 26, I think 24 was the number for last week. I mean, Fedarian Mathis is he's been
he's
fine.
Coming.
He's contributed, right? I think the way they can make up for this is Johnny Newton continuing his ascent.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at the
That's
play that
the
he made
plan.
On a second down, he just ambushed Tyler Lindebaum, a pretty darn good center, the other day on the third series of the game. I saw it live, and I went back and I watched it on tape last night.
That's
and
why they got
just
him.
Abused him.
Yeah.
But So they can make up for it in terms of talent and production. I just worry about the rotational depth, especially if one of those other guys now, Mathis, Newton, who's had a lot of injuries, Payne, gets hurt.
Oh, but you're in the what-if game. But what if John Daniels gets hurt? I mean,
I'm worried about that, too. What if? All right, let's get a couple calls in here.
Exactly.
Let's go to Rob in Landover next up. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Fellas.
What's going on, Rob?
Good, man. I agree with you, Doc. Oh, yeah, man. We need some Hawks on the field, Doc. And you know what? We can be special this year. I just hope Adam Peters, D. Quinn, and Witt, they understand that, man. We can be special this year. We need some Hawks. And while you're getting a Jonathan Allen replacement, maybe get a corner. We need Hawks, man. We need some guys on the field that's struggling to pay their rent. We need some guys that's hungry. Get that message across. We can be special this year. Doc, you know a whole year can make a difference. We don't want to. Yeah. We're not talking about building and growing and the draft. We
now.
Don't do that.
Right now.
But we can ball this year, man. We can be special.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Super Bowl or none of that. I'm just saying we can be special. We already in the conversation. I hope that message is getting across, man. That's all I wanted to say. Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Got to compete for the division.
I mean, at this point, right, you're 4-2. You're clearly right now on the field and on paper the best team in the NFC East. You got to go for it, right?
You got to win the month.
Yeah.
And win the month, and you'll get all your goals because the East is really achievable. It should be within your sights. But it all goes to hell in a handbag if you get stumped by Carolina. To me, I wasn't concerned about Baltimore because I played in games like playing the Ravens. You got no other choice. Mess around and come in there half-stepping. You get your head knocked off. This is the game I'm petrified because you're going to get people in our fan base are going to actually think we're better than them. I don't know why, but they're going to think we're better than this group. And they're going to act like the kid is still playing quarterback that they got rid of. He's
right.
not.
Right.
So this is one of those games, as a coach, I'd be concerned about mentally, and it's also a game like Jerry, always having a celebration. The Cowboys lose every one of them at home when he got all the people he's bringing back. We'll give Daryl Green the celebration, retiring his jersey. This is, as Coach Saban would say, rat poison. Now we're getting ready for another one of these celebrations, another event. The only event should be to win the game. But you know how we are. So we're going to have party tables. It's going to be all this whole thing. Carolina will be set up for kill unless we got a jerk in the building. We need a jerk over there in the building right now that's going through there spewing and really getting people focused on the fact that this is a trap game. And we got to come out here nasty. And I wish we'd come out in three tight ends, we get the 8 car back, and we just physically bully them.
All right, let's do the quick trending alert, then we'll get back to more of your calls. Hang tight, everybody, 301-230-0980, because we got a lot going on in the National Football League, and here we go. All right, so just moments ago, the Jets have officially announced that they have traded indeed for Davante Adams of the Las Vegas Raiders, as we've talked about all morning. Terms of the deal said to be a conditional third-round pick, and the Jets inheriting Davante Adams' base salary for the rest of the year. We do have another massive trade in the NFL that just came in a couple of minutes ago, and it is involving the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. Winners last night were the Bills. They've acquired Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns, plus a 6th-round pick in 2025. In exchange, the Browns get a 2025 third-round pick and a 2026 7th-round pick. Meanwhile, the NFL also announcing just at their quarterly meetings down in Atlanta that the Super Bowl is coming back to Atlanta, and that's in 2028 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So the next 4 Super Bowl sites, New Orleans, Santa Clara, Los Angeles, or Inglewood, and then Atlanta. The Capitals back on the ice tonight. They will host the Vegas Golden Knights, who come in at 3-0. Capitals with a disappointing season-opening performance on Saturday night. They will reportedly start Logan Thompson making his Capitals debut after he was acquired from the Vegas Golden Knights over the offseason. And that's what's trending. All right, so we just gave you details of another big wide receiver trade in the AFC. Cleveland to Buffalo goes Amari Cooper. Along with that, the Bills get a sixth-round pick next year. In order to make the deal, I guess they give up a third-round pick in this upcoming draft, meaning in the 2025 draft, and a seventh-round pick in 2026. Amari Cooper going from Cleveland to Buffalo. I think this seems like, just from my perspective, a great move for Josh Allen and the Bills. Again, they're 4-2, right, with the win last night. Maybe they discovered that they have two really good running backs or two pretty good running backs with what the, Ray Davis did last night. We know about Josh Allen. And we also know that they let go of Stephon Diggs and the kid who went to Jacksonville, Gabe Davis, in the offseason. And they had Shakir, who's been banged up here. Curtis Samuel was signed, obviously, in free agency. They needed a number one to really make that offense take the next step. And maybe Amari Cooper's not a dominant number one, i.e. a Justin Jefferson. Well, he's definitely not that.
He's solid.
But he is
really solid.
He's a fringe at minimum number one, right, Amari Cooper? I mean, he's not as good as maybe his draft status and maybe his reputation is, but he's still pretty damn good with a good quarterback, and he didn't have that in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
It may work. Yeah. It may work. I mean, there's so many really good wide receivers now that I just like, I don't get in a huff and a puff over any of them because they're achievable. They're accessible. You can get them. You can even draft them now.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're flooding. They're freshmen right now.
Yeah.
Can you see the kid in Ohio State?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. If I can get it on the cheap, I take it. But if not, I can get him. My question is that, can they protect this kid so he doesn't get broken in half trying to be Jim Thorpe, the quarterback, so they can keep him in one piece?
You're talking about Jaden.
I'm talking about Buffalo, Bills quarterback. And keep running. If the Bills will just quit trying to be appealed to a crowd of onlookers and just simply move the sticks, they're gonna be fine. But I don't get what they're trying to get accomplished. So
I don't think their offense is as reckless as it seems like you think their offense is.
No, it is. I think he's way too valuable to be put in the positions he puts himself in.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
But
I love watching him.
Some of that is on him, though.
No, I said I love him. But the more they get around him, I think takes some load off of him. Go, no, he's hell of a competitor. But there's no backup. He's like Lamar to me.
Yeah.
They're one of, and if they're not there,
well,
stick a fork in
him. No, I mean, listen, if they lose Josh Allen, there's no doubt about it. That is a major crime.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can say that for, you know, pretty
much
every.
But they got a good squad. And they're running more now.
Right,
they really are. They're better without Stephon. And
they know they're going to need to score a lot of points because their defense has suffered a number of injuries as it is. So, you know, teams are like, well, if we can't rebuild the defense on the fly, we might as well go out and add some more offense so we can score 30-plus points a game.
Got suspended yesterday.
Exactly.
Just so I think the one position that we're also keenly aware of now is how valuable that werewolf is coming off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You either have one or you don't.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring up this this tweet, X post, whatever, from DC Grime Kid. He said, so your shtick, WrestleMania 621, meaning me, is just to be a damn hater. No wonder you pissed Doc off so much. So I wanted to ask you, Doc, A, am I a damn hater? And B, do I piss you off?
No. I'm not pissed off. This is, and I appreciate him caring. This is the undercard. And what we're doing is we're striking up the public and getting everybody set for the main event tomorrow.
I am the Messiah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, for that clown. And so, but I understand this is what it's all about.
He's taking the day off today. Can you let him just relax in peace?
Well, you know, when you're part of the undercard and you're promoting the main event tomorrow, I mean, it's just part of the role.
Yeah. So you don't think I'm a hater?
Well, no, because you love New York.
So and do I piss you off?
Not at all.
Not at all.
How could you piss me off?
I don't know. That's what DC Grime Kid thinks.
No. I'm not pissed off.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Because I'm still in control of me.
I just want to make sure. Yeah. Quick question for you. Benjamin St. Chisholm, we can expand upon this. Uh-huh. A lot of people were very, very critical. I don't know what the calls were about BSJ
he did a hell of a job.
On the postgame show. So on Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So a lot of people didn't think that because of the two defensive pass interference penalties.
Fair.
He got beat on one to Rashad Bateman.
He knew he was up against that kid. He had to come across the whole field.
Well, that was Zay Flowers in the first half.
Yeah, first half.
And he wasn't on him the whole time.
No,
he got beat on a crossing route by Zay Flowers. He got beat by Rashad Bateman a couple of times on one long touchdown drive.
He's the best
you have.
Had
the two defensive pass interference penalties, but a lot of people had a problem with the second defensive. So you didn't think Benjamin St. Chisholm.
If you had someone better, they'd be there. You don't.
Well, that's the point, right?
Yeah.
He may not be a number one for a normal team, but he is our number one here because they don't have anybody
what
better.
What I'm not going to do is berate my own and then send them out to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best I've got. You had a clown show in the front office. You selected people that can't play. They don't play.
Yeah.
He shows up every week. He's in shape. He's giving you his best shot, and he doesn't let him – for the most part, catch and score. So he gives you a chance.
Well, he says he's going to hold or commit defensive pass interference.
I don't care. That's better than catch and score.
Right.
So why don't you focus on getting pressure, or getting somebody that can come off the edge and get to the quarterback? Because the DBs have told me, and I respect them, that their best friend is pressure. The guys I played with got to play with Dexter and Charles and Tony. I've seen Kent Harvey. I've seen the werewolf we've had here. So all I'm saying is that put more pressure on the quarterback, but I'm not mad at him. He's the best I've got doing what he's doing. We just got to get better effort by everybody else.
When you say put more pressure on the quarterback, are you talking about like trying to reel in a big fish or make a moderate improvement?
We got to do whatever you can. They're not trying not to be successful.
Some people are starting to speculate now, especially with Davante Adams gone from Vegas. Hey, maybe Max Crosby's available. Maybe Miles Garrett's available.
Well, first of all, I love Crosby. I don't see him as a fit here.
No?
No. I don't think he would want – I just don't see that happening. You couldn't get that kid out of Cleveland without a forklift. and our people here are too smart. They're not going to overdo it because they're close enough if they can simply keep their assets. Look what they've done in 1 year. First of all, you realize, well, you may not, but Essek realizes how bad this program had been deteriorated, what a hellhole this was left. So what these people have done is unbelievable in this short span of time. So I wouldn't cash in. I'd continue to be patient and keep coaching people up because look what they've done thus far. And you've got Jaden. So you know what? I just hang tight and hope.
Let's get to Cliff in D.C., and then we'll get to John in Falls Church. Cliff, what's up?
Hey, I got a couple of them. I'm going to try to move through them fast.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Fountain of Youth. Andrew Wiley got called for holding. Why the heck did we go back and get Morgan Moses, who could play right tackle?
Did you see him play last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go old, dude. I'm seriously. We got to go young. Old don't work with these tight ends. He can't block the premier tight defensive ends in the league. Can't be done. Not one-on-one. You see him and the kid with Dallas, they're getting blown off the field.
Yeah, I seen Tyler Smith getting blown off.
Yeah, it's young man's game, Slim. You see Detroit?
Okay.
They ain't got nobody long in the tooth in Detroit. You want to rebuild your offensive line, you got to go – to the daycare. You cannot be going to the senior system home. Senior system living,
okay,
that ain't going to work.
Okay. Okay, now, flipping over to the defensive side of the ball. Have we seen the last of John Allen? Because last year he played with plantar fasciitis, and then Sunday he tore his pec. And he does have a $72 million salary, which his contract should be soon ending. Right.
And he's got a tradable contract. Yeah, to your point, he's got a tradable contract, right? Here's the deal on that. I with his lack of domination and really big production and coming off a torn pectoral, I don't know what team out there would go, oh, I got to have Jonathan Allen. Now, maybe somebody might and say, hey, man, I'll give you a ham sandwich and a conditional sixth round pick.
Oh, you a really good team?
You know, you want to make that trade? Fine.
Maybe Pittsburgh? He'd be you really think so? Oh, no. Okay. Good team?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Certainly.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he'd be better somewhere else.
There's been a bunch of teams talking about him, but I'm not sure. But during the draft, how come we didn't take a flyer on Tavondre Sweat?
I have no idea who that is. Thank you.
That's a Linnell question. Yeah.
I don't. That's the guy from Texas. I have no idea. I think it's the guy from Texas. I have no idea. By the way, we have more breaking news on the NFL, and this time it involves the Washington Commanders. Do we have the breaking news bulletin? No? No? It's okay if we don't. I kind of hit you with it. I just saw it. Just came across. Next week.
That was
not this week.
Linnell move.
This week is a 4:05 kickoff. Next. Wait a second. You're saying that I Pearl Harbored him. That I sabotaged Maddie.
Well, given the time, you could have easily said when we come back. I wasn't sure if it was right now.
I'm sorry.
That
was
there wasn't
Linnell.
A whole lot
you know,
of conversation
it's my,
before
it's,
that
it's
one.
My bad. If I was Linnell, right during the middle of a football conversation, he'd tell me that Shohei Ohtani was going on the injured list. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize about that. The NFL has announced that the Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders are switching from a 1 o'clock game next Sunday to a 4:25 Eastern time start. Not prime time, but Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams in that late Sunday afternoon window. They're moving the Eagles and the Bengals out from 4:25 to the 1 o'clock window. So a switcheroo. Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, 4:25. I presume that means we'll get the number one Fox crew. I don't know. I don't even know who that is. Tom Brady. Maybe it's Tom Brady. We're going to get Tom Brady. Should I get that excited? Maybe Tom Brady's coming to Lando. What do you think about that? Doc's like,
I'm a radio guy, man, so whatever.
Doc's like, I'll just do whatever they tell me to do.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Man.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't care either. That just means I get home three hours later.
You do, yeah, right. That's what I'm about to say. I'm so I was sitting here holding my breath. For God's sakes, don't put it at night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, they tried to do that with the Ravens and the Commanders.
Thank goodness CBS.
They tried to do it already.
CBS gave them the finger.
You know what's going to happen here. You know what's going to
happen. Next year.
Even this year, they're going to get flexed into a couple of these primetime games because now everybody's got all this flexible scheduling crap.
Yeah. Well, if we get some stops, yeah.
Well, yeah, but just as long as Jaden's on the field, and you never know with injuries, as long as Jaden's on the field, we are getting flexed into primetime-orama, period.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Because they know. All right.
And our fans deserve it. It's a good thing, but just want to get back to Allen again. If you think for one moment that John Allen doesn't have a value for like Steelers, like somebody, a good team.
Well, I don't know if I shouldn't have said that he doesn't. I'm just saying I don't know what his value is coming off of a torn pectoral with his salary.
Yeah, good teams with legitimate edge rush. Yeah, he'd be fine. He'll it's a good football
player. Because he's a hard worker.
He's a hard worker, character. He's got all the intangibles. And he's part of Nick's gang, so yeah, he's gonna pass all those. But you can't put him on a team that's suffering. That ain't gonna work.
All right. I guess we can discuss that at some point. We'll take a timeout here. More of your calls coming up. We will get to you. Team 980 Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, approaching 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Thanks for being with us. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. You can also catch up on the show anytime, anywhere. Every segment, every show in its entirety, highlights, interviews, all that. Maddie's got it all carved up, labeled for you on the Odyssey app, Team 980 on the Odyssey app, and or at the team980.com. Along with the DOC, let's go back to John in Falls Church. Get him in here before the top of the hour. What up, John? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, before I get into my topic, which everything has led into so far today, all the news breaks, all the callers, but Doc, our Bruins aren't doing so well in football.
I know.
It's been a tough thing. I stayed
the body
up till,
language
like,
is even worse.
Hours of the night.
Yeah.
I know.
I saw some of that Penn State game. I haven't seen them much else besides that Penn State game.
Half,
they
yeah,
looked just, dreadful. Yeah. Granted, in a very tough environment in State College a couple of weeks ago.
They don't play the environment. You only play the matter
of 700,000.
You only play 11.
That made it happen this way.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Anyway, so it's not just embarrassing. I don't blame anyone in particular besides maybe the AD and Chip Kelly, but it's just been – it's been tough to watch. And, like, in this day and age, there's no way to get out of it besides spending more money. But that's for another part of the year. So I have an idea for the Commanders, and I know Doc's not going to agree with it, but because we've got these situations going on with the defensive line and the defensive backs, what if the Commanders traded for Myles Garrett and loose end DT and maybe a decent cornerback that can cover on the outside and make some tackles from Cleveland, but they had to also get Deshaun Watson as part of the deal.
Oh, no.
And you'd have to send some stuff out to make it match. But
wait. You're talking about Myles Garrett and taking Deshaun Watson off the books or off their hands?
But I'm the only one that's not going to like this.
Yep.
No, I'm joining you, Doc. I mean, no. How could you do that, John? You're going to take back a quarterback that's got
could pull it off.
You're going to take back a quarterback that's got cap numbers of $74 million each of the next 2 years.
Well, not for the Commanders. He wouldn't. He would have this dead cap money for Cleveland. They want to get out from under it. They're already trying to get off of whatever Amari Cooper. today.
Wait, because you're saying, that's true. It wouldn't cost the commander $74 million. It would just be whatever his base salary now. That's true. You're right about that. I jumped the gun on that. My bad. All right, whatever the base salary is, that they would have to pay. But just like, for instance, like, what would you do with him? I mean, I guess he would be your backup quarterback, is what you're saying, right? And this is a means to get Miles. And this is a means to get Myles Garrett.
And fill in some of the other gaps that they would need for this year and next year. And then because Jaden Daniels is on the rookie deal, after next year when Watson's contract gets better, get rid of him and save the money for Watson and keep building in the draft. I mean, you'd have to give up a couple of draft picks, but yeah. I'm sure Cleveland
it's not
would
completely
give it up for,
insane
no.
to get Miles and to get a backup that's not going to play for you. And it's not completely insane. It just seems too good to be true.
Well, I don't know if I read it as too good to be true. If you've got to inherit, again, whatever the numbers would be, because they've changed around Deshaun's contract 4,000 times since they signed him.
But it's just money. The question
and
is...
And they'd have to change it around again.
Yeah, as long as I've got Daniels as my quarterback.
Right. Thanks, Joe.
And this kid's not on the field for me. And I get this lunatic at defensive end. The other's just money. So that's why it's not completely – I'd have to look at it. But
it's an interesting proposal because some people have – all. And I think I mentioned it earlier this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about Myles Garrett? You know, some people are – well, I didn't hear and think about that, right? We've thought of the two corners in Cleveland, Greg Newsom and Denzel Ward.
Look,
you know,
it's going to have some stank on it.
Yeah.
If you get, you That's just fair. Gotta. So the question is, the way I look at this, you have really no other choice. You have no or very little pressure. This has got to be fixed. You can't beat a good team with the group you have right now.
That's fair. That's fair. 250. The question is, how do you fix it? 259, Team 980. We'll dive more into that. Coming up after the top of the hour, more of your calls at 301-230-0980, unless you suck, and then we don't want your call.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.